Dan Merton joins me now. He is one of the organisers from Triplo Daffodil Weekend. Good afternoon.
Hi, Louise.
It's nice. In fact, yes, I was going to say, you join me here in the studio because last time I came out to you in Triplo when it was all in full bloom. How's it looking now?
I have to say, the blooms are a little bit over. Yeah. They were looking absolutely fantastic back in March when the weekend took place, but no, there are a few left around, but not many.
Not many, but that's the cycle of a daffodil. Are they presumably that all gets looked after though anyway, doesn't it? As the year goes on, sort of gets dug back in, or
yes, I mean they're effectively self-seeding, so they come up each year, and we don't have to do too much about them, which is great news.
Yes, although you have planted lots more. We were hearing about that in March, weren't we?
Lots more being planted. I mean, I think we counted them up. Our poor chairman decided to go round and count the daffodils, and he reckons there are something like 500,000 bulbs in the village. And yeah, we do plant we tend to plant a lot each year. The last couple of years, we've planted about 75,000 new ones.
Yeah, did he start last year counting and then took him on? Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
like
indeed.
Painting the fourth bridge, I think.
Okay, so this year was the 49th year, and I understand it's been a bit of a special year for you.
It has. We have to say we broke all records this year. That's probably records for visitor numbers, but most importantly, we broke the record for how much we raised for local charities. And we are absolutely delighted to be able to say that we have raised £43,000 this year for local charities.
That's absolutely incredible, isn't it? I mean, how many volunteers do you have?
Well, we also did a tot-up of that. About 350 people, which out of a village of 450 is a big percentage.
Yeah, so for every head... Everyone, if you consider that, you know, you've got over £100 each raised.
From each person, definitely over.
Great.
So, we're incredibly pleased.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, the charities that we'll be supporting are also very pleased.
Yeah, fantastic. And so, yes, on to the charities. Do tell us who your main charity this year was.
Our main charity this year was East Anglia Children's Hospices.
Yeah.
And they get... a fair proportion of that. I think they get about 25% of the money raised, which would be great for them. I'm not sure the final accounts have been signed off yet, so I can't say what the exact number is. And the rest of the money goes to very much local charities. And over the past few years, I mean, that's included everything from the cricket club to the community shop to the Amateur Dramatic Society. Any local charity can put in an application for a grant. That's considered by the trust. And then that money is
just in Triplo or other villages surrounding Triplo?
It's just in Triplo. It's Triplo-based charities get the local money, and then our external charity, as I say, gets the 25% each year.
Yeah. I mean, when I spoke to you back in March, we were talking about the origins of the Daffodil Weekend and how it started off actually trying to raise money for the church and the roof. Was it the roof or just the general...
It was the church roof. And yeah, back in 1969, someone had the very bright idea of saying, well, actually, let's open up some gardens and see if people will turn up in the spring.
And do you think at that time they had any idea that it would grow into this enormous event, really, which is pretty well known? It's pretty famous now, isn't it?
I can't believe they did. Yeah. I think when they thought this, they thought, let's just raise a bit of cash. First year they raised £206, so to go from £206 to £43,000. But you're right, it has grown into a very big event.
And you mentioned record numbers of people coming. How many do you think you had? Was someone doing an official tot-up or...?
Well, we can count the number of cars. Counting the number of people is a little bit difficult.
Yeah.
I mean, we estimate there's something just over 10,000 come over the 2 days. So we had something like 2,700 people come on coaches.
Yeah.
And we had something like 3,000 cars over the 2 days that were parked in the various car parks.
And they come from all over the country, don't they?
They
everywhere.
Do. Yeah. We try and ask some of the coaches where they come from. I mean, we've had coaches from as far away as Liverpool, Devon. So yeah, they come from a fair distance.
A fair distance indeed. And what did you have on this year? You had different things, didn't you? And try to locate, as I recall it, you tried to locate various bits, strategically speaking, next to each other so that everyone was entertained at the same time, keeping the children happy as well as the adults.
Yeah, that particularly
did that work well?
It worked well, actually, especially with this we we launched a thing called Children's Triplo, which was a bit more, it was a bit like a sort of traditional village fete with coconut shies and Punch and Judy stall. But yes, that was quite close to the beer tent and food stall. So yeah. I would say that there were families where some of the parents might have found themselves, you know, drinking some beer and listening to some local music whilst their children were amused somewhere else.
Which is great. And actually, Susie, my colleague here, was on earlier and she was talking about this new sort of open cinema. And I think that is something that, you know, people organising things really need to think about, isn't it? Is how to entertain and kind of have a bigger reach for all ages.
Definitely. And I think you're right when you talk about all ages. And we try and have something that amuses everybody. And so that might be Punch and Judy for the children. You know, equally at the other end of the spectrum, you know, we do find that quite a lot of our older visitors want to, you know, they want to look at plant stalls, but they just want to have a good cup of tea and a slice of cake.
Yeah.
And so we want to make sure we cater for that audience as well.
Yeah. So this year was the 49th. Next year, it's half a century, 50 years. Has planning started already?
Yeah, planning starts pretty much after
the next day.
Mm. People on the committee take a bit of a breather, but you know, they are starting to think about it. And as you say, it's the 50th. So we want to make it the biggest and the best if we possibly can, and to make sure that, you know, we keep the attractions as fresh as we can so that there is something new for those who've come over the years.
Yeah, and I mean, have you any idea how they might go about doing that, or is it all kind of under wraps at the moment?
A little bit under wraps.
Yeah.
You know, there is a lot of talk about, oh, can we get somebody, some celebrity to come and open it? Mm. Or so, you know, feelers are out there. That's all I do know. And but we've also got, you know, we've had our own variety of daffodil created especially to commemorate the 50th. So a variety called Triplo Gold, which was planted this year.
Mm.
It actually came up too late for this year's weekend.
Right.
So next year we're expecting it to be looking absolutely fantastic.
Actually, yes, that was something you mentioned last time as well, was how you've, the different varieties do flower at slightly different stages, and hopefully that will make sure that you're covered for the weekend, because there have been problems in the past where it's either been a little bit early or a little bit late. So, you know, the different...
You're right. I mean, this year was, I think, perfect.
Yeah.
It was right slap back in, bang in the middle of the best daffodil displays.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you have a very cold winter or you have a very wet spring, it can hold things back. So, yes, we plant early flowering varieties, mid flowering varieties, and late flowering varieties so that we are covered for, it's pretty much a 6 to 8 week period where the daffodils look pretty good.
Yeah, and how was the weather this year?
The weather
was a little
bit too
cool,
bad.
A little bit cool, but.
To be honest, you know, we've had snow in the past.
Well,
so a little bit cool is okay. Yeah. We'll take that. It was bright. And actually, that's what it takes, a bit of sunshine, and people then make that decision. Yep, we're going to go to Triplo and go have a good day out.
So for the local charities who are going to be receiving some of this money, you know, presumably, do they, you said they approach the committee and put forward their cause?
They put forward their cause, or they put forward, the very local ones will be putting forward something like, you know, we need money to do something, you know, whether it's the amateur dramatics want a bit of new staging. And so they will put in for a grant application, and that will be considered by the Triplo Daffodil Weekend Trust, which is separate from the organising committee.
Yeah.
And they make the decisions about where the money goes.
And also, your main charity this year is Each. Mm-hmm. Presumably next year it's not going to be the same one. So how do people get in touch with Triplo Daffodil Weekend in order to put forward their cause for a lump sum next year?
OK, well, they've got to be within 30 miles of Triplo.
Right.
So that's the first thing. Then go to our website. So go to triplodaffodils.org.uk and you can download an application form. Those applications are normally considered in October, November, and then we nominate next year's charity. So, yes, anybody in the local area who's got a charity based here, wants to get some support, put an application in.
Fantastic. Well, that is absolutely brilliant. And it's great to catch up and find out about this amazing year that they've had. And hopefully next year it'll be much better. So,
well, let's hope it could be, I mean, a little bit bigger and a lot better.
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much, Dan, for joining me this afternoon. And yes, well, next year we'll have you back in to find out how it did go.
Thanks, Louise. That's great.
Thank you. Cheers.